Polskie Radio dla zagranicy.
Polish Radio External Service.
You're listening to Polish Radio broadcasting in English from Warsaw.
Wednesday, April 14th. We are Sławek Szewc
and Agnieszka Bielarska.
Poles continue their week-long period of mourning following the tragic air crash near Smolensk last Saturday, which claimed the lives of 96 prominent personalities from the spheres of Polish politics, the military, the church hierarchy, and representing various public organizations.
Among the victims were President Lech Kaczyński and the First Lady, Maria Kaczyńska.
The body of President Kaczyński had been brought home from Russia on Sunday, but the remains of his wife required additional identification. Her coffin was brought to Warsaw Tuesday on board a military plane. After a ceremony at the airport, the caravan motorcade made its way through the streets of the capital to the presidential palace, with thousands of Warsawians gathered along the route of the conduct.
In the afternoon, the coffins with the presidential couple were moved to the major chamber of the palace. Long lines of people, including whole families arriving from throughout Poland, passed slowly to pay their final respects all through the night, and more have been heading for the presidential palace since the early hours on Wednesday morning. Magdalena Jensen talked to some of the mourners.
Wednesday morning, less than 24 hours since the presidential coffin and his wife Maria Kaczyńska's coffin have been laid out in the column hall in the presidential palace for public viewing and for the public to pay respects. It is actually impossible to get near the presidential palace. In order to do that, you have to stand in line for up to 9 hours. People just are doing what they feel that they have to do.
We want to say goodbye to Mr. President and his wife.
Because I really want to be here.
It's our president. He died in great tragedy, so I think it's really necessary to come here and honor his death.
Because he's my president. This is my country, and that's what I should do. That's what I think, what I feel.
He's been a great Pole, a great patriot, man with a lot of wisdom.
These people who die, they are very important for our country.
We're here because our president died. We won't say goodbye.
Because our president, we want to be here to say goodbye.
Because he was our president and our government, and I think it's important to be here, like to show them some respect.
Because this man was very important for every Polish people.
Meanwhile, 64 bodies of the 96 casualties of the Saturday air tragedy have been identified at a forensic institute in Moscow. The Russian side has provided extensive assistance to the families of the victims who are arriving in the Russian capital to help identify the dead. Their efforts have been highly evaluated and appreciated by the Poles.
The coffins with 30 bodies are expected in Warsaw this afternoon. The body of Ryszard Kaczorowski, Poland's last president in exile during the communist period, will be brought to Warsaw on Thursday. He was Lech Kaczyński's guest of honor for the memorial anniversary ceremonies at Katyn on April the 10th, hence his presence on board the presidential plane. It is already known that Ryszard Kaczorowski is to be buried at the Temple of Divine Providence in Warsaw.
The crash area in Smolensk is investigated by 37 prosecutors from Poland, working together with Russian specialists. On Tuesday, they were successful in locating another 5 bodies, which had been under bigger fragments of the Tupolev 154 wreckage. This required bringing heavy equipment into the area. 4 more bodies still need to be found.
Parallel to the action in Smolensk, an investigation of the so-called black boxes from the presidential plane is conducted by Russian and Polish air specialists in Moscow. So far, data registered during the final minutes of the traffic flight have not indicated any failure or emergency status of the plane's systems. Plotting this with information on the machines, tracking and synchronizing it with all voice communications between the crew and tower control at Smolensk Airport may take at least another few days. The Russian side has made the information discovered to date fully available to Polish investigators.
All the coffins with victims of the air disaster will be flown to Warsaw, where a vigil will be held at the Torvar indoor stadium. Prayers have been organized by army chaplains, and all those willing to pay their final respects to the killed shall be admitted till the funeral ceremonies. You're tuned to Polish Radio, the external service.
Lech Kaczyński and his wife Maria will be buried at a funeral ceremony in Kraków on Sunday. But the decision to hold the funeral ceremony in what some see as Poland's spiritual center and the resting place of kings and heroes has caused much controversy, which some have said has broken the peace of national mourning. John Beecham is our correspondent in Kraków.
In happier times, the bells ring out from the Wawel Cathedral to proclaim great celebrations. This time the bells' peal is not so joyous, neither will it be on Sunday for the funeral of Lech Kaczyński and his wife Maria. Speculation was rife about the final resting place of the presidential couple, with a number of alternatives made available. After consultations with the late president's family, Cardinal Stanisław Dziwisz, the Archbishop of Kraków, announced that the funeral will take place at the Wawel Cathedral on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Polish time. The most worthy place is the Wawel, so that the president may rest amongst those who labored for the good of our fatherland, amongst kings, heroes and leaders. In this way, the family, above all, and society would like to inscribe the president to the list of incredible heroes of our nation, including him in the list of names which are so dear to the Polish people. The decision should not divide us, continued Cardinal Dziwisz, hearing the news that protests were to take place upon hearing the decision. On such occasions we should come together, not break apart. Divisions do not help anyone, especially in this case. We should be far from politics at this moment. We should take patriotism and the love of our fatherland into account. These were values so dear to our late president. Some people find it hard to grasp that a president should rest among kings and great heroes of Poland, including John III Sobieski and Tadeusz Kościuszko. A few hundred people gathered for vehement protest that took place despite the cardinal's appeal, with another being planned for Wednesday evening. We could have expected anything, but to choose the Wawel, holy God. The Wawel is a place for kings, and of course we approve of the mourning for a president who died in tragic circumstances, but we know that he was one of Poland's worst presidents. We are disturbed by this decision, and the whole sympathy and the experience of these sad days has gone to waste. Many of the protesters wish the late president to be buried at the Powązki Cemetery in Warsaw, chanting. In the wake of the decision to bury the presidential couple in Kraków, many politicians have been expressing their opinions about the choice. Paweł Kowal, an MEP from the Law and Justice Party, which was founded by Lech Kaczyński and his brother Jarosław, believes that all disputes about the place of burial should be forsaken in respect for the late president. This is an exceptional time in the history of our nation. I am sure that there were many deliberations over the site of the burial, but this is no time to comment on it. In this situation and in respect for the function of the presidency, for the republic, for everyone who died in the accident, the place should be a worthy one. There are only two or three such places in the country. I don't want to make a statement against anyone, yet I would appeal to those who want to hit this period of mourning with their own ambitions, saying, please, hold your tongues for a few more days. Likewise, Jarosław Gowin, a deputy for Civic Platform from Kraków, has appealed for the protests to stop, adding that he understands people who do not want to see the presidential couple buried here, but should hold off in this time of national mourning.
President
Kaczynski was a head of state. He died in the service of our country whilst on duty. In his funeral, I see a symbolic homage to all those who perished in this tragic catastrophe, even going as far as to say that it is a tribute to all those who died 70 years ago. Tomasz Nałęcz from the Social Democratic Party thinks that Poles should respect the Kaczyński's family decision, as well as Cardinal Dziwisz's announcement on the planned funeral ceremony at Wawel Cathedral. However, as a historian, he believes that the event will spark controversy and high emotions. Unfortunately, this decision will disturb the feelings surrounding national mourning. I don't think these protests were necessary because we should stay together at least until the funeral is over. This controversial decision has just meant that a part of Polish society has stood up against another group of Polish society over an issue which I think really shouldn't exist. The objection to hold the funeral is perhaps a follow-up to earlier protests last month when city councillors passed a resolution to give Lech Kaczyński honourable citizenship of the city of Kraków. Even then, due to protest, the president himself turned down the offer. Yet, in the wake of the tragedy, Kraków's mayor Jacek Majchrowski wants to rename a street or square after the late president, to more mixed reactions. I'm John Beecham in Kraków.
It has been confirmed that Russian President Dmitry Medvedev will attend the funeral ceremonies of Lech and Maria Kaczynski in Kraków on Sunday. He will be among a large group of state and government leaders from all over the world who have expressed their intention to accompany the Polish presidential couple to their final place of rest. Magdalena Jensen examined the list.
Besides the significant presence of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev at Sunday's funeral for Polish President Lech Kaczynski and the First Lady Maria Kaczynska, U.S. President Barack Obama has announced that he will fly into Kraków Sunday. Andrew Paul, press attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw.
President Obama will travel to Kraków, Poland to attend the state funeral of President Lech Kaczynski and First Lady Maria Kaczynska on Sunday, April 18th. The president is traveling to Kraków to express the depth of U.S. condolences to an important and trusted ally on behalf of all of the American people.
Polish Ambassador to the United States, Robert Kopiecki, says that Obama's visit is of particular significance, especially in light of the outcry that the U.S. head of state did not attend ceremonies surrounding the outbreak of World War II in Gdańsk, northern Poland, on the 1st of September.
We should view Obama's personal visit to the funeral as significant for Polish-American relations. It's an important signal for Poles, especially in the light of recent media comments that relations are cooling. The decision of President Obama is a clear signal that the United States is with us at such a difficult time.
Ryszard Żutaniecki, director of the School of Diplomacy at Warsaw's Collegium Civitas, says that the visit is a surprise.
We are surprised because the President of the United States very rarely attends this type of celebration. So we take it as a great compliment and appreciation for our state, but also appreciation of the whole society.
The American president will be joined at the funeral by European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, German President Horst Köhler, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, the Spanish royal couple, as well as Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, and other heads of states and government leaders from Central and Eastern Europe and organizations around the world are expected to attend. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's presence at the funeral, held Sunday in Kraków at the Wawel Cathedral, seems to be one in a line of many positive steps that have taken place, paradoxically, since this tragedy occurred, to improve Polish-Russian relations. Political analyst Henrik Suchar comments.
This is a logical consequence of the Russian behaviors, Russian attitudes from the very start of this tragedy. I think it also will be remembered because this is the highest position in Russia and he will represent Russian Federation here in Kraków alongside other big personalities from all over the world. It's also very rational, very pragmatic on part of Russians, you know, to really decide to send Medvedev for the funeral.
Russian leaders have shown unexpected solidarity with Polish authorities since Saturday's catastrophic plane crash, which many, including Ryszard Żutaniecki of Collegium Civitas, are calling a key turning point in relations between the two countries.
We hope, sincerely hope, that we went through the breaking point. I believe that the presence of so many heads of states and top world politicians always created the momentum and a good atmosphere for the positive solutions and conclusions.
The gathering of world leaders to say goodbye to their colleague, President Lech Kaczynski, and his wife Maria Kaczynska, is a decided show of solidarity with Poles in such a sad time. Dr. Żutaniecki adds that there is much symbolism for diplomatic relations in such meetings.
It's more complicated because always such a gesture have a, first of all, symbolic importance, but also symbols play sometimes very crucial roles in the international relations and attitudes. Always it's also opportunity to meet politicians, to talk, to clarify certain points. Every personal meeting at such a high level, independently on the opportunity or occasions, every such a meeting has some sense and importance.
The list of those to attend Sunday's funeral ceremonies is sure to grow as the week of mourning for the presidential couple winds down.
That was Magdalena Jensen.
A minute of silence, the Polish and European Union's anthems opened the special commemorative ceremony in the European Parliament Wednesday in memory of all those who died when the plane carrying Polish President Lech Kaczynski and the official delegation crashed near Smolensk in Russia on Saturday morning. The President of the European Parliament, Jerzy Buzek, opened the session with remembering the victims of this tragedy.
It was an unprecedented catastrophe. They perished, serving their country on their way to commemorate thousands of Polish officers killed during Second World War in Katyn. History has dramatically come full circle.
The special session was attended by Euro deputies, the head of the European Commission, 12 commissioners, the special representative of Spain, which now holds the rotating EU presidency, and 21 ambassadors. In all, the session gathered representatives of 51 states. Jerzy Buzek thanked the gathering for words of support and solidarity which flow to Poland from all over Europe and led the MEPs in an act of remembrance which included the reading of the names of all 96 victims. After each reading, a white rose was placed by the MEP in a huge vase. You're listening to Polish Radio's External Services broadcasting from Warsaw.
Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament, Bronisław Komorowski, who is currently the acting president of Poland, is to set the date of the elections of the late president's successor as soon as possible. Alicja Baczyńska reports.
Polish lawmakers have resolved to hold back the decision on the date of the early elections until after the funeral of the late head of state Lech Kaczynski taking place this Sunday. Interim President Bronisław Komorowski is currently holding consultations with different parties on the term of the ballot and is expected to make an official announcement early next week. Under the Polish law, the date of the elections has to be set within 2 weeks following the president's death, says Piotr Uziębło from the Law and Administration Department of the Gdańsk University. Here the matter is regulated under the Constitution, which stipulates that the Speaker of the Sejm, within the 14 days in office as the acting president, must announce such elections, which are to take place within 60 days on the announcement. This gives us a maximum of 74 days. The date of the early elections is to be set either for the 13th or the 20th of June at the latest. Piotr Uziębło advises against setting the date for late June as it would coincide with the beginning of the summer holiday period, while the potential second round of the elections would then take place in July, which is why selecting the term 1 or 2 weeks earlier would be a much better solution, claims the constitutionalist. Candidacies must be announced 45 days before the ballot. Until that time, each party candidate is required to collect 100,000 signatures to run in the presidential race. This exerts great pressure on two parties, the right-wing Law and Justice and the Democratic Left Alliance, who have lost their candidates in the air crash, the late President Lech Kaczynski and Jerzy Smaliński, respectively. The problem of accumulating such a number of votes can be solved with the mobilization of the two parties, says Jacek Kucharczyk, head of the Institute of Public Affairs.
Gathering 100,000 signatures is a secondary and technical issue. I think that their main problem is to agree on a strategy and to agree on a candidate and make a decision as to who is to run. I don't think that it would be so difficult for Law and Justice, but also probably the Democratic Left Alliance candidate will have a kind of sympathy of the public opinion, and I think that this will help them. There will be many people who will want to sort of compensate these two parties for the fact that they are sort of handicapped in these elections.
Before the tragedy in Smolensk, Bronisław Komorowski of the Civic Platform had enjoyed overwhelming support in opinion polls and was a clear forerunner. The late president would have most likely lost the election. Yet at this point in time, the current situation renders the finals results harder to predict. The Law and Justice Party's candidate may have an advantage, as the recent outpouring of emotions over the death of the president will translate to an increased support for the Law and Justice, said Krzysztof Bobiński from the Unia Polska Foundation.
The Civic Platform candidate, Bronisław Komorowski, will have to be very careful because he will not be able to run a normal campaign berating the Law and Justice candidate, but he will have to be very tactful, and therefore it will be a very muted campaign.
While the current situation poses a major problem for the Democratic Left Alliance, it may also prompt the leftist parties to come together, giving them the opportunity to consider backing a joint candidate, says Jacek Kucharczyk. The head of the Institute of Public Affairs has also expressed doubt that the gravity of the Smolensk tragedy will affect the political discourse of the campaign.
I'm on the skeptical side as to the idea that this will be some kind of a campaign without dirty tricks or this strong ad personam attacks, because that's not what the political life is like. And I think once this period of mourning is over, people will go back to the sort of politics as usual.
The presidential elections will undoubtedly be overshadowed by the tragic accident, and an emotionally laden campaign is to be expected. Yet for the time being, it is too early to talk about the shape of the elections, as this matter may take center stage only after the Sunday funeral, says Krzysztof Bobiński.
That was Alicja Baczyńska.
You're listening to Polish Radio's External Services Broadcasting from Warsaw.